Your thoughts on masturbation?
My thoughts on masturbation is that it's needed.
Okay.
It's yours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's better to fuck yourself than for somebody to fuck you.
It's about being in tune with yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the more you know what you want, you can explain to your partner better. Like, if your partner is not getting it right, chances are you're not getting it right in understanding
right.
yourself.
Right.
And being able to express what it is that you like or don't like.
Okay, would y'all say that it's healing?
Healing? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It gets you that edge off, you know?
All right.
Get the monkey off your back.
Mm-hmm. Monkey, okay.
So what are your thoughts on masturbation?
I feel like masturbation, I mean, whatever you need to get the job done, I mean, you know, if it's a toy, dildo, anything you need, just... anything to satisfy you, I'm all for it.
Okay.
But I rather prefer the real thing.
You know?
But why would it cause you shame?
It would never cause me shame, but a lot of folks it does cause shame, like especially religious people, but that's their struggle to deal with, not mine.
And where do you think that comes from?
Religion.
Okay.
Yeah, religion, church.
Hmm.
I don't have that many thoughts about it, you know. I'm with him on it. Like, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
Okay.
I have heard some things about, you know, you masturbate too much, you kind of get rid of your, is testosterone or something, or your spunk. Because I guess when you ejaculate, you kind of calm down in a sense, like you kind of get real somber. So to some people, you know, doing it too much can cause you to be too, I guess, soft in a sense, but I don't believe it. You know, it's interesting. You know, it's an interesting thought, but I have nothing bad to say about it.
Hi, welcome to Taboo But True, where we talk about local story and the taboo parts of the universe. So today I decided to explore Little Five Points, a well-known part of Atlanta. It is eclectic. There are tons of Black-owned businesses and stores lined up the strip, and it's also very artistic, an artistic community. So I decided to go around and ask people their thoughts on masturbation, as it is National Masturbation Month. So here's what they had to say.
So what are y'all's thoughts on masturbation?
Masturbation.
Yes.
A lot of people actually don't know that pertaining to masturbation, you can use it as sex magic. You actually use sex magic on yourself. That is one of the most intense, beautiful, powerful experiences you will ever have. So if people dive a little bit deeper into that and exploring themselves, I guarantee you your love life, when it comes to you connecting with another energy and spirit, male or female, is going to be even more intense and amplified. So start to research sex magic. Start to get into it. Do it on yourself first. And then maybe you can shift into doing that with someone else, but they got to be on the same page as you.
And how do you know that? Like,
how do I know that? Yeah. I personally have practiced sex magic on myself and with others as well. That is something I'm very passionate about. And I put a lot of time and energy into researching about it too.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not as scientific and like woo-woo as you would think either. Like, literally, think about what you want out of the world when you come, and you'll get it out of the world. It's like very 2+2. I said.
Okay, all right. And what are your thoughts?
Don't be shy.
Like, I don't know, personally, I guess. It's great. Why would it not be great? It's levels to it, though. I mean, you can have it from little ones, big ones. I guess. I don't know.
So y'all would agree that masturbation is healing.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Medicinal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say turn to that before you turn to any other vice. Yes, like smoking, drinking, you know, whatever. Try to get in touch with yourself and pleasuring yourself.
Yes, I love
start
it.
There.
Ooh,
I masturbated this
mind
morning.
Pleasure. That's like fun. Not just the mind pleasure.
And that's how
pleasure.
I'm able to deal with y'all.
I haven't masturbated recently. It will happen very soon. But I'm celibate right now. I'm not
That's
having any outside
like
intimacy.
Like today, after this
celibate does not mean that you can't still go, you know. But
yeah, you can self please. use and heal yourself through sex and masturbation. So that's a good place to start.
What y'all think about that? Like, is celibacy, does masturbation count for celibacy? Like, if you call yourself celibate, are you saying you're not engaging with another
celibate
person?
Celibate meaning you're not engaging with another person. Yeah. So does that mean that you cannot please yourself?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Some people consider celibacy to not, it's like a withholding pleasure from themselves because it's like Ramadan when you're fasting hungry. Yeah, fasting. Yeah, exactly.
Somewhat, I mean, to certain people's own persona for it, but for the main side of it, majority of people that do go through being celibacy and actually be able to withstand staying that way, you've got to masturbate. I mean, you're going to have your anger, you're still a lot of different mood swings that change, so some people don't think so, but it does come and tie into it.
Yeah. It's not just about...
It's needed.
It's not just about getting a, you know what, a squirrel trying to get a nut. It ain't even about... Mm.